This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, the communists are coming for all of us. They're coming for all of us. They're trying to ban all of us. Michelle Obama said every social media is going to ban Trump for life. Twitter responded today and banned Trump for life. And they went after Mike Flynn and banned him. And they went after Sidney Powell and banned her. It's just bizarre. It's just bizarre how sick they are. But wait, it gets worse. There's only one thing left for us, Parler. Apple and Google threaten to ban Parler unless the service enacts draconian censorship policies demanded by big tech oligarchs. Parler is now the fastest growing social media company. Thursday morning, Parler CEO John Matesy, who's been on the show twice already, made a bold statement on his rapidly growing social media platform and condemned the censorship of Facebook and Twitter. 24 hours later, Apple threatened to ban Parler unless they censor and deplatform those who do not fall in line with communist thinking. I mean, they didn't use those words, but you and I both know that's exactly what it is. That was quick. Google threatening to destroy Parler. You got to realize something. I had a great thing going on, man. A great thing going on. Before Parler, there was Politic Chatter. And they asked me to join, and they said, boy, you're going to be the most popular guy in Politic Chatter. And in a matter of a month, I got 150,000 fans. And so I brought the owner of Politic Chatter on my show, and he talked about Politic Chatter. And within days, Google shut him down and said, you cannot use Google anymore. And that was it. I think I had 147,000 fans. That was about a year ago. I now have 151,000. I get like one every 3 weeks now. Politic Chatter's dead. It's incredible. I post there every day, but it's dead. Nobody can go there. Nobody can find it. Without Google, you're all dead. This is censorship. This is letting one company determine the future of everyone. You can't make money without their approval. You got to genuflect. Bend over and grab the soap. Google's coming. What a joke. What a joke. And nobody knows what happened in Washington, D.C., by the way. Were there some overzealous yahoos on the Trump side? Probably. But they sure didn't kill a cop. And I know they didn't kill a gal. A cop killed a gal. But a bizarre video shows police officer directing a lethargic leader of a small mob dressed in all black to the Senate chambers. Why? There's something wrong about what happened in Washington 2 days ago. Yesterday, Mo Brooks, who I love, one of my favorite congressmen, implored Americans to not fall for the mainstream media's bait and rush to judgment about the events that transpired in D.C. He warned that Antifa would be posing as Trump supporters as part of an orchestrated Capitol attack. He said, congressman warned me on Monday of a growing Antifa threat and advised that I sleep in my office rather than leaving the Capitol complex and sleeping in my condo. I heeded that advice and have slept on the office floor for four straight nights. Before the mob entered the Capitol building, a large crowd of Trump supporters was captured on camera as they booed the radical dressed all in black who could be seen breaking the windows. They demanded he stop. No Antifa could be heard shouted by a woman in the crowd as she shouted a warning, Antifa's breaking the windows. Some of the Trump supporters in the video became physical with the radicals who refused to stop breaking the windows. Who were these people all dressed in black that were breaking the Capitol windows as Trump supporters demanded they stop? Does the mainstream media have any curiosity about what happened that day? Before they blame Trump and destroy his life? This is incredible. What's happened? The voter fraud issue gone. Disappeared. Not a single person ever going to ask about it again. Outside of our little world. My God. In a tweet, journalist Paul Sperry reported intel he received from a former FBI agent on the ground at the Capitol who told him a busload of Antifa thugs had been dropped off at the rally. We have broken down an incredible video that looks more like a bad B-movie into 8 segments. In the video, a videographer is coming down the stairs of the Capitol building. The camera zooms in on a police baton lying on the ground in the lobby. Camera moves to a single police officer standing in a doorway. Standing in front of the police officer is a male dressed in a black T-shirt, black pants, and black hat. His T-shirt is some sort of a message or logo, but it's unclear what it says. But he's not wearing any Trump gear. The male who appears to be leading a group of protesters attempting to infiltrate the Capitol building is not at all aggressive, by the way, as one would expect from someone who just broke into the Capitol building, determined to save America from a group of anti-American lawmakers hell-bent on stealing the election from Trump. Nope. This guy, very relaxed, does a lot of shaking of his head as a cop tells him to stand back. Police officer shouting at the group from the doorway, and then suddenly, like an awful movie, he realizes his baton is on the floor, reaches over to pick it up. And by this time, it's too late. The lethargic patriot and his posse have entered the lobby. Instead of calling for backup, the police officer decided to run up the stairs. Interesting. I'm just reading word for word what they're saying here happened. Anyone who's ever been in the Capitol building knows how confusing it is to navigate, so fortunately for the lethargic patriot, he's got a pretty good tour guide. The police officer stops at the top of the first flight of stairs, warns the crowd led by this leader in all black, repeats his warning to back it up as he lifts his baton twice to let him know he means business. It should be noted at this point the camera person filming the entire event appears to know exactly where the police officer will lead the violent mob of Trump supporters, quote-unquote, in advance. The Capitol building, difficult to evacuate, navigate, and the camera person seems to know exactly where the cop will go next. Instead of leading them to a dead end down a hallway where they could be easily captured, he leads them directly to the Senate chamber rotunda. The police officer only pauses briefly at the top of the stairs before he begins to run up another set of stairs. As he's running, he can be seen shouting to his radio second floor, which is where the entrance to the Senate chamber is located. It's like he's letting them know he's almost there. Number seven, the police officer stops at the top of the stairs once again, where he has a choice to go left or right. The lethargic, supposed Trump leader dressed in all black comes close to the police officer and calmly tells him, "You're from the corrupt government." They call him a lethargic leader, so just go along with it. That's what they're writing. Although the lethargic leader is close to the police officer at this point than he's been throughout the entire scene, the police officer lowers his baton. My three-year-old daughter pushed her sister harder over Barbie doll disagreements, it says. Police officer stands back, blocking the entrance of the hallway, which would have led the group away from the Senate chambers, and he allows this lethargic leader to take the lead ahead of him, like an NBA player looking for a call from the refs. The lethargic leader falls back into the wall, allowing the police officer to get out ahead of him once again. Number eight, like a good tour guide, the police officer leads the group into the Senate chambers rotunda, where three more cops are waiting for their arrival. And they're here, the officer announces, as three police officers slowly approach, telling them to leave now. And the group says, "No, this is our America." Thankfully, the camera person knew exactly where the police officer would go, and while running backward, knew exactly where to stop to capture the exchange between the police officer and the supposed violent mob of Trump supporters. Cameron was so good at his job that, much like the police officer, he or she was able to help the violent mob reach the exact location the media warned about, the Senate chambers, where the evidence of voter fraud was just about to be presented, and several brave lawmakers were about to stand up to the theft of our elections. "We're not conspiracy theorists," this story reads, "but we've never believed all the videos about actors involved in 9/11 or mass shootings in school, but still, this video needs to be seriously looked at by anyone who cares that this event took the world's eyes off the voter fraud evidence that Trump promised would be revealed at the exact moment they were about to reveal it." These radical protesters who entered the Capitol by force never harmed a single innocent person inside. Every video and first-hand account of the people who got inside revealed no evidence of violence or even direct threats. So why are Trump's cabinet members like Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, leaving the administration? Why are Democrats trying to impeach Trump or use the 25th Amendment to remove him from office? Could it be they fear he will run again in 2024? Here's more footage of the group of violent protesters roaming quietly around inside the Senate chambers. Students who visit the Senate chambers on field trips are more rambunctious than these guys. And finally, yet another incredible and unexplained clip. Massive groups of people who have broken through the fencing appear to be waved into the secure area at the front steps of the Capitol by a police officer. It sure looks like that's what he's doing. It's interesting that the very first person to be possibly identified as being inside the Capitol building is John Sullivan, an Antifa BLM activist who called for an armed revolution on Instagram. He's also the leader of a radical group, Insurgents USA. Here's a video from Insurgents USA that talks about how it's up to us to prevent a second Trump term. So what does all this mean? I don't know. I wasn't there. But it seems pretty obvious to me that two things are true. One, there's more violence generally at any BLM event or any anti-event by a mile than anything that occurred at the Capitol. But they're trying to make this into the biggest thing that's ever occurred in the history of the world. And number two, any violence that was perpetrated, such as breaking windows or, God forbid, somebody really did hit that cop in the head with a fire extinguisher. And I don't know if that's what happened. I don't know who did it. I don't know if he wasn't chasing someone or ran into it himself. Or maybe some Antifa thug hit him in the head and tried to blame us. I don't know. Whoever did it should certainly be charged with murder or manslaughter. Because that Capitol Hill policeman died. But was it from a fire extinguisher? I hear competing stories that, in fact, he had a stroke. So I don't know. But I know this much. And the gal who got killed was shot by a cop for no reason. Evidently, none. She's unarmed. 14-year Air Force vet. How's that Trump's fault? So, look, the rally itself was peaceful and wonderful, as all Trump rallies are. Did some people get carried away at the end? Absolutely. Were those people Antifa and revved up and foamed up and frenzied up by Antifa? Maybe. Were they frenzied up by the mayor of D.C. who told the police let them all in? Maybe. Were there corrupt policemen who just opened the door and said, come on in, and tried acting on video like they were trying to stop it and then led them right to the Senate chambers? Maybe. But did none of that happen, and maybe someone got a little overzealous on our side? Maybe. It's got nothing to do with anyone else who supports Trump. It's got nothing to do with millions of brave people who went to that Capitol, gave up their time and their money. A couple of million people gave up their jobs for a few days and went there to back their president because they know the election was stolen. 10,000 of them showed up at my event in Vegas because they know the election's stolen. And there was no violence. No one ever attempted violence. No one ever threatened violence. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in my life. Liberals threaten violence 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on Twitter, and nobody says a word. They threaten to assassinate Trump, and no one ever said a word. Censorship. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. America First Credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience, I'm a member, my children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I want to read you a letter that came from one of my listeners, a fabulous letter. His name is Ben. He said, Wayne, I'm a cop in El Paso, Texas. We need time to mourn what has happened like a death. We need time to deal with the loss and then step back and have a large-scale after-action report. We need better candidates, no more blue types, but blue-collar types, and there has to be loyalty. As a cop, we do things you can say that you could say require physical courage. What we need is a party with more courage, moral courage, and like Donald, call out the BS when needed. So let's take time and, yes, be depressed. We're human beings. I think Donald is saddened by what happened, more so because he was denied a chance to help the American people for another 4 years. We need to say, I hate to say it, be like the Democrats. We need to stick together. GOP snakes don't. We need better tactical game plans. We repeated November 3rd on January 5th, meaning the disaster on November 3rd when we allowed them to steal it from us. We repeated in Georgia on January 5th. No excuse. Without Trump, the GOP is doomed. We need to run Trump Party candidates, not GOP candidates. We need our Zuckerbergs, our CNN, our own social media platforms. We need to stop trying to convince the left to side with our views. It's a lost cause. As conservatives, we need to cultivate and nurture our own people and develop that loyalty. In the end, that's what it's about, staying loyal. Keep your head up. There's 75 to 80 million of us, and we will be heard. We need to plan and execute. You take care and have a happy New Year, Ben. All right, so obviously I agree, Ben. As I said in my column, to start hour number one, and I'll repeat it in hour number three, to open up hour number three, all of my fans not only still love Trump and appreciate everything Trump did and, you know, just are scared to death about the future without Trump, but want a third party called a Patriot Party with Trump. It's so amazing to know that they're trying to ban Parler. They know. They knocked Trump off. off of Twitter. And guess what happened? Trump joined Parler today. And within minutes of joining Parler, Parler goes down. Oh, that's why. Remember I said on the air, Parler's not working? Parler went down after Trump joins. It must have been like millions of people running from Twitter to Parler. Twitter's dead now. Do you understand what they did? Half the people on Twitter are conservatives. That's why Trump had what? Like, I don't know, 70 million, 80 million people on his Twitter account? They're all going to leave now and go to Parler. And Parler can't keep up with it all. It's actually quite funny. How could you do that to yourself? Who's dumb enough to do that? Well, evidently, Twitter is. Yeah, Parler's not working right now. Can't even get on. Can't even get on. Amazing. Trump joined and you can't get on. He should have joined a long time ago. Big mistake. Long time ago. Oh, there it goes. Nope, can't get on. Cannot get on Parler. And by the way, at Twitter, I had 152,000 fans a few days ago, and I have 145,000 now. So they've taken 8,000 people away from me. I'm 145 and dropping fast. They took 8,000 people away from me in the last few days. Why? What's the meaning of that? Tell me. What does that mean? Well, soon they're going to take my account away. Attorney Sidney Powell suspended from Twitter. Joins the growing list of Trump supporters being silenced. General Flynn has been kicked off Twitter. The suspension appears to be permanent. A massive purge of Trump supporters from the platform. I see a video online of a pilot threatening to land an American Airlines plane over patriots chanting USA. He threatened to make an emergency landing over the patriots filling their chairs chanting USA. They were flying an American Airlines from Phoenix to D.C. when the pilot threatened to land the plane in Kansas if they did not silence their pride for the nation. I'll put this plane down in the middle of Kansas and drop people off. I don't care. We will do that if that's what it takes, so behave. Really? So on an airline called American, you can't chant USA? A woman could be heard loudly mocking and laughing at the order to behave. Patriots flying home from D.C. We chanted USA while still on the runway. The pilot threatened to land the plane anywhere mid-flight, even if it's in the middle of Kansas, if you don't follow the rules. We did nothing wrong. Flights from D.C. have been packed with Trump supporters who are in town to protest the certification of the election results on January 6th. Wow. Very, very, very strange stuff. What kind of a pilot doesn't want you to chant USA? A commie. An America-hating commie. Our country is so filled with them. Joe McCarthy made he was on the money, but he made a big mistake. He was early. Joe McCarthy was right about everything. Our country is filled with communist scum, and they're trying to come and take us all away. They'll try and take me off the air. You watch. You mark my words. They're coming to get us all. Up next, Bernie Kerik, former police commissioner of New York, my buddy, right here on the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden will seek to release nearly all available coronavirus vaccine doses to accelerate distribution. That's according to his transition team. That's a shift from the Trump administration's policy of holding back stock for second doses. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire on the news out of the Biden camp.
We have administered about 28% of the doses that have been sent out. So just by sending out more doses right now, that's not going to fix the problem. That's not going to fix the bottleneck that's occurring all across the nation in getting the vaccine in the arms of Americans.
Dr. Sapphire speaking there on Fox News. Senior defense officials say the U.S. Capitol Police rejected offers of federal manpower at the Capitol building during the formal counting of electoral votes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. You know what's funny? I'm always quoting Saul Alinsky, right? The Democrats believe in Saul Alinsky. Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals, dedicated to Satan, the devil. And it's Obama's book. It's Hillary's book. And Joe Biden today made a comment. He gave a speech somewhere. I don't know where it was. And he said, Trump is not fit to serve as president. Isn't that funny? That saw Alinsky at his finest. Biden looked in the mirror. Alinsky said, look in the mirror. Whatever you see, blame the other guy. Whatever qualities you have, whatever evil you have, whatever crimes you're committing, blame the other guy. For Biden, the old feeble man with dementia who mumbles and bumbles and doesn't know where he is, needs a sign around his neck, contact my mommy if I get lost from the White House. That guy is saying Trump isn't fit to serve in office. That guy who stole people's speeches. Unbelievable. That guy was owned by China. Unbelievable. We've got our guest here, Bernie Kerik, the distinguished former New York City Police Commissioner during 9/11, my buddy. Bernie, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Bernie, you there? Where's Bernie Kerik? Bernie, are you on speakerphone and you've got yourself on mute? Bernie, we can't hear you. All right, you work on it. You try and get him back. I'll talk for a minute more. How about Liberty HealthShare? They're the sponsor of this segment of the show. I was going to do it at the end of the segment. I'll do it right now. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment. I canceled my Aetna health insurance 5 years ago, and then I found Liberty HealthShare, best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. And by the way, liberals are banning, liberals are censoring, liberals are taking it away. Everything that we want, well, they're probably going to kill Christian healthcare sharing. So you have no choice but to spend $3,000 a month on healthcare from a health insurance company that pays for no bills. That's what I was getting from Aetna. Guarantee you it'd be $3,000 now. It was $2,000 a month when I left, and they paid for nothing. This one is amazing. No contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. You're month to month. Get started anytime, 365 days a year. And I've saved over $100,000 in 5 years with Liberty HealthShare. Over $100,000. Call 855-50-LIBERTY, 855-50-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. 855-58-LIBERTY. Okay, we got Bernie Kerik back, my buddy, former New York City Police Commissioner. Bernie, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. How are you?
Well, not good, obviously, and I'm sure you feel the same way. I think everyone I know is in mourning right now over everything that's happened. It's hard to even process everything that's happened since since November 3rd, and then, of course, since January 5th in Georgia, and then January 6th, the Stop the Steal event in Washington. Every single thing has gone against us, the media, Democrats, Rhino Republicans, in a conspiracy against us. It's amazing. How do you feel about everything that's happened?
Well, it's pretty frightening. I think I'm looking at this, I think, in a broader, more generalized picture of socialism, the movement of socialism coming into this country, the censorship, shutting down the president's Twitter.
Today, permanently. Do you know that?
Twitter.
Permanent. Permanent today.
Yeah, I've heard.
Wow.
I've heard.
Incredible. Father, president of the United States.
Father is down.
Yeah.
You know, the absence and the basically deafening silence of the members of the Senate and the House. And I'm talking both sides of the aisle. Anybody in our government, any legislator that allows this stuff to happen and says nothing about it is complicit. They're complicit. They are a part of the problem. And this is definitely going to come back to haunt us.
Oh, yeah, I think America may be gone. I mean, I don't think we ever recover. I said this from the beginning. If Trump did not figure out some way to take back a stolen election and you let Biden become president, they will open the borders, they will bankrupt the country, they will fill it with foreigners, they will legalize every illegal in the country, which I believe, by the way, is more like 30 million. They will legalize all of them, and then no Republican can ever win again, not just at the presidential level, but you're not going to win anywhere. And they're going to close down all of our accounts at Facebook and Twitter and take away everything we've all built for years and years. Years and years, help build their companies to $1 billion companies, and they're going to take it all away from us after we help them. It's incredible what kind of censorship we're now facing. So, scares the hell out of me. They're going to try and take away conservative talk radio, too, I'm sure. We're all at risk here. Everyone who's spoken out, who's at the forefront, like a Bernie Kerik or Wayne Root, and Bernie knows because they put him in prison at one point. Wayne Root knows because they sent the IRS to destroy my life. And so they're out there, out to destroy us. And it's worse now than it was when you were attacked, Bernie. And it's worse now than when I was attacked. It's 10 times worse than just 5 years ago. So this frightens the heck out of me. We're dealing with Nazi Soviet mindsets here. Very, very scary. I want to know your reaction to the Capitol breach and how law enforcement handled the situation, what you think really did happen there.
Well, I got to be honest, Wayne. I'm not sure what happened because I've now seen 4 different videos. Four different videos of the Capitol Police inviting in the protesters, and you know, opening the barricades, opening the doors, waving them in. So I don't know what happened. You know, I understand there were breaches inside in the private offices. I personally watched the video of the girl that got shot, who was breaching a door, who was going through the window and a door when she was shot and killed by the Capitol Police. That in itself is extremely questionable, the deadly use of force. But I have to tell you, anybody that's charged with breaching the Capitol or being in the Capitol wrongly, if they're not engaged in violence, I don't know what they're going to charge them with. They were invited in. They were let in. And all you have to do is go online. There's several videos showing the Capitol Police opening the barricades, opening the doors, not making any attempt at all to keep people out. I have no idea what that was about. And I don't want to speculate, but I have to tell you, at the end of the day, it's going to, you know, the investigation regarding the breaches, regarding the violence, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's one thing that we can't be on Twitter anymore and they're going to kick us all off. That's one thing, Bernie. But there's got to be some freedom in America. So you go, all right, the left has Twitter and Facebook, we'll have Parler. And so I've got, you know, 86,000 fans at Parler. I've gone from 80 to 86 in just the last 3 days. So I've picked up 2,000 a day in the last 3 days. And Trump just joined Parler a couple hours ago. My understanding is that's why Parler went down, because Trump brought with him maybe 70 million people from Twitter. They're all finding out about Parler now, and there's no other way to communicate with Trump. But now Apple and Google are trying to take down Parler. What are we going to do if we have nothing left? This is like a Soviet dictatorship if you have no way to communicate if you're a conservative.
Well, you know what? Listen, it's only a matter of time that the Democrats get hit, too. This isn't about conservatism. This is about freedom in general. And the members of the House and Senate, they better do something, and they better do it quick. Because just as fast as it happens to a conservative, it can happen to one of them. And I think that's where they lose sight. I think that's where the American people lose sight. It's just like the election. You know what? Yes, we fought to keep the president in office because he basically won the election, and the election was stolen from him. But the bottom line is, Joe Biden's not becoming president because Joe Biden and the Democrats stole the election. Joe Biden's becoming the president because the Republican Party didn't do their job, because the Republican Party didn't do the investigations, didn't do the rebuttals, didn't do a bunch of stuff that should have done. That's why Joe Biden is going to become the president. So this stuff, people, you know, I mean, Americans in general, you better wake up. Because at the end of the day, these restrictions, these censorships, everything that's going on is going to affect every single American in this country.
You know, I'm a lifelong Republican. For a very short period, I became a Libertarian just to really as a lark to run for the Libertarian presidential nomination. And I almost won it, came a couple of votes short, and Bob Barr, the congressman, won it and immediately said to the crowd, I want Wayne Root as my vice president. The crowd went wild, and they voted for me. And next thing you know, I'm on a presidential ticket in 2008, Bernie. That's the only time I was ever away from the Republican Party. I'm a lifelong Republican. I've loved this party. I've bled Republican red. And it's so sad for me to say this, but I think the Republican Party is finished. I think we all have to leave and form a Patriots Party, and Donald Trump should be the candidate of that Patriots Party. I don't think this Republican Party represents us anymore. I think they only represent big business and globalism and you know, they represent
Walmart and Costco. You know what I've learned when in the last 8 weeks being in Washington, working with the legal team, with the president, is what I learned. The Republican Party is not a united party. The Republican Party is full of egos and self-interest. There are very few that really endorse Republican ideology. You know, most of them, they're in it for themselves. And I have to tell you, I've never in my life been as frustrated as I am, having gone through what I've gone through in the last 8 weeks and seen what I've seen. So I don't know what's going to happen with the party, but I will tell you, it's a mess. It's a mess.
I know, it's a mess. And by the way, Trump had 2 years where he had the House, the Senate, and the presidency. And how could you not have passed voter ID, which would have changed this whole election? They never could have stolen the mail-in ballots if you had to prove who you were and you could only vote once. And if you banned with executive action ballot harvesting, which is one thing he could have done, if he had gotten those two little things done, and maybe an executive action that says guard the counting rooms with cameras and security with federal marshals, so you can't bring vans in the middle of the night with 100,000 ballots to cheat and steal the election. Some little things I wish Trump had done, but I think he was blocked every step of the way by these GOP rhinos, these fools that have cut their own throats. It's like the Republican Party committed suicide. Bernie Kerik, former New York City Police Commissioner, and I'm proud to say my friend. Thank you, Bernie. God bless you. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment First Responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Again, text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747.
This is Wayne Allyn-Root for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Allyn-Root sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
We all know we're being lied to, and they're trying to shut us down. They don't like the fact that we know. They don't like the fact that we're spreading true information, so they label it misinformation. They label it, disproved, I guess. A word like that. I don't think they use disproved. Debunked. There it is. Good, Chris. This has been debunked. As if everything we're saying has been debunked. Really? Everything you're doing is stealing elections. Everything you're doing is censorship. Everything you're saying it's been debunked is a lie. When you look in the mirror, you guys see Nazis. You guys see Stalin. You guys see Pol Pot. You guys see Fidel Castro. You guys see Hugo Chavez. And you love it. And then you blame us and say we're fascists. Isn't it funny? For 4 years, Trump's a Nazi, Trump's a fascist, Trump's Hitler. Trump never banned anyone from speaking. No liberal was ever banned from speaking, ever. No one's business was ever closed. No one said we're going to shut down your website. It's so incredible. I have a Democrat friend, Jewish Democrat from Chicago, big shot Democrat. And we've done business together. He sent me a text. Isn't it great they shut down Trump? Ha 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 ha. I said, are you an idiot? This is Nazi Germany. And he sent back an answer that sounds like I'm crazy. I'm crazy, right? Okay, I'm crazy. Because it's okay to just ban someone's free speech in the United States of America. I'm going to get to an important health story in a second, but let me mention, it's a perfect segue to mention that the sponsor of the segment is Freedom Health Alliance. Speaking of freedom, because we're not going to have much more, you better get it now while you can. Our nation is in such turmoil. Our immune systems are facing the most stress in history. Perhaps could be the most ever. Illness, mass, lockdowns, and of course the stress of this past presidential election and the steal. Freedom Health Alliance offers remarkable products to support our immune system. But before I brought their products to you, and this is what I do with all my advertisers, I had to experience them for myself. I don't endorse them and say they're the greatest unless I really use them and they're the greatest. Personally, I love and use their liquid vitamin D complex, their trace minerals, their natural greens, their probiotics, and the best immune-boosting product I've ever used. Since taking these products, my energy is up dramatically. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. I'm feeling better than I have in years. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. And my fans get 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888 888-910-0341. 888-910-0341. Just say War sent you to get 20% off. Call now, 888-910-0341. Or go online, freedomhealthalliance.com. Freedomhealthalliance.com. You get 20% off. You put in War, Wayne Allyn Root. And as with all my advertisers, all you have to do, if you forget it, you're driving, you can't remember this, just say, Wayne, I want to buy those great health products, those great vitamins. You just email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. You just email me and say, Wayne, what was that great product? Send me that information again, and I send it to you, and boom, we're done. So here's that health information I want to tell you. Nearly half of U.S. voters believe health officials have been misleading with COVID data. You know what's funny? Nearly half. So it's not even half. It's 48%. But that means the other 52% of this country are moron sheep. You're moron sheep. What kind of noise do sheep make? Is it, bah? Is it, bah? I don't even know. What the hell?
Nah.
I don't know. I'm Jewish from New York. We don't know anything about sheep. What was it again? Say it again.
Meh.
Okay, so sheep. You're all a bunch of sheeple. What kind of a moron believes the COVID numbers you've seen? It's a joke. Here's the numbers from Just the News. So 50% of U.S. voters believe public health officials have been misleading when providing data on coronavirus pandemic. And it's a Just the News daily poll. 48% believe public health leaders misrepresented the data to build support for certain policies, while 34% say officials reported the true facts. So it's 48 to 34, and 18% aren't sure. Official study and management of COVID-19 pandemic has generated massive amounts of epidemiological data, such as transmission rates, death rates, and other virological information. Let's see you say all that fast. The data comes, boy, some of this stuff you read is so simple and easy. You could be like a sixth grader and read it and be on the radio, right? Some of this stuff, you need to have a Harvard degree. It's unbelievable. Massive amounts of epidemiological data, such as transmission rates and virological information. The data comes in the wake of Dr. Anthony Fauci admitting he lied to Americans to manipulate the acceptance of the COVID-19 vaccine. Fauci admitted in December he intentionally deceived the public on what percentage of the population will need to be immunized to achieve herd immunity against COVID and bring a return to normalcy. When polls said only about half of all Americans would take the vaccine, I was saying herd immunity would take 70-75. Then when surveys said 60% or more would take it, I thought I could nudge this up a bit, so I went to 80-85. I mean, do any of you hear this and think this is normal? Seriously. Really? Do you really think this is normal? Fauci's a liar. Fauci's a fraud. Fauci's a con man. And to add mistrust to the public data, the World Health Organization admitted last month that the polymerase chain reaction PCR test, which was once hailed as the gold standard of COVID testing, can actually produce large numbers of false positives. You know, I'm just a sports handicapper. I know I put myself down because that's not what I am. I'm not just. I'm a guy who's made millions of dollars in the business world. But I'm a sports handicapper and a talk show host. And I know more about this, health and medicine and vaccines and COVID, than any of the doctors in the United States government, any of the federal bureaucrats. I've been right on every single gut instinct, common sense that's come out of my body and out of my mind. I told you those tests were false. And I told you those deaths were exaggerated. And I told you those vaccines were dangerous.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.